The GAA has said that it's seeking an urgent meeting with the Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Hilary Benn, over the decision of the UK government not to provide funding for the redevelopment of Casement Park in time for the UEFA Euro 2028 Championships. The association expressed a determination that Casement Park will be built despite the decision of the UK government not to allocate funding, claiming the costs had risen significantly to £400 million. Well, we can talk now to Northern Ireland's Finance Minister, Sinn Féin MLA Caoimhe Archibald. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Justin.
The UK government cited two problems here, cost and timing. Do you accept the reality of the situation from their point of view, that there was a significant risk that Casement Park wouldn't be built in time to host the Euro 2028 matches, and on that basis, that they were justified in cancelling funding?
Well, first of all, I think it's a hugely disappointing decision. It's such a missed opportunity to host the Euros and all of the benefits that that would have brought economically, but also for local football and for local people to have those games played on their own doorstep. I think the previous Tory government had made a commitment in relation to the funding, and they dithered and delayed and ran down the clock until they were out of office. And we are now at the stage where it would be very difficult to deliver on time. I think that's deeply disappointing. And a lot of effort had obviously gone in by partners to getting that bid over the line for the Euros. And we are now in the situation where that's not going to go ahead. But Casement will be built regardless. It's an executive commitment. It's in the programme for government. And I think the British government now need to honour the commitment that they have made to make a contribution on funding.
Is it now down to the British government to provide that funding? I mean, where are you going to get the money? The executive, I think, has committed £62.5 million. The Irish government committed €50 million, so £42 million, and there's £15 million from the GAA. That in total is about £120 million for a project which is likely to cost over £400 million. Are you asking the British government then to cough up that money?
Well, the £400 million figure isn't one that I am familiar with in terms of, I don't know what the basis of that figure is, and certainly we'll be seeking clarification on how that figure has been arrived at. Obviously, there is a specification for UEFA to host for the stadium to host the Euros matches, and if that's not the case, then the cost to deliver the stadium may not be in that ballpark. But certainly, we need to see the British government living up to the commitment that they've made to put a contribution to the redevelopment of Casement.
The GAA President Jarlath Burns has been speaking about what he wants to happen next. Let's just hear what he told our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey.
We go right back to what we set out to do all those years ago, which is to build a stadium in West Belfast that can take big games and be a centre for the GAA in Ulster and a large regional stadium. It's really the least we can do for the people of Belfast. They have waited very, very patiently for a long time. The Euros now, we look back on it with regret as a major distraction, but now we have to get back on the horse. And while I feel that the Labour government has acted in best faith, it's now over to them. And what we are asking the Labour government to do is provide us with a sum of money that you are going to pledge to us, as you said you would, to get Casement built to the specifications for an Ulster final that can hold 34,000 people.
Caoimhe Archibald, I'm sure you'd agree with much of what Jarlath Burns had to say there, but do you still expect the UK government to pay for this stadium at a time when it's imposing cuts on fuel allowances to the most vulnerable people in England and Wales, as it announced yesterday?
Well, I have publicly recognised the challenges that the new Labour government has inherited, and I'm very familiar with them. We have lived through the past decade and a half of austerity imposed by the Tories. But I suppose we have to make a distinction between capital funding for infrastructure projects and day-to-day funding for our public services. And I think we also have to look at the economic potential of a project like Casement in terms of the regeneration in West Belfast and all of the economic benefits that it will bring, not just in terms of hosting the game, but even in the construction of that project in and of itself. And this will be something that over many years, we'll see huge economic benefits in Belfast, but right across the north, as you see lots of GAA matches being played there.
Yes.
But also, you know, those type of big events that can be hosted by a stadium of that nature.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, but because it is a stadium in West Belfast, it's named after an Irish nationalist. It's owned by an organisation whose games are mostly played by nationalists. Does the project now have enough cross-community political support for it to still be built?
Well, I think you have to recall the genesis of the project. It was part of a three-stadia deal. So the projects that have already been built for soccer, for rugby, and this is just fulfilling the commitment to build the GAA stadium as well. I would certainly think that there is the cross-community support there to deliver. I think it is something that will benefit all communities, and the very fact that that it was included in the Euros bid, and there was that agreement with the IFA to host the Euros. Okay. I think is demonstrated of that.
All right, Sinn Féin MLA and Northern Ireland Finance Minister Caoimhe Archibald, thank you very much for speaking with us on This Week.